Greetings, my sisters and brothers. Greetings again. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. And this is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is the 30th of October, 2011, Sunday. And that was the Bush Doctor, Peter Tosh, teaching us about Christ, teaching us about Jah, teaching us about saints, teaching us that the Antichrist forces, they rise up, but they are defeated. They are defeated. The Antichrist forces, the Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, the 1%, 2% ruling class and families, the Wall Street oligarchs, and the corporate elite plutocrats, they're defeated. It's over for them. Their wicked system is done. And we, the saints of the Most High, we are rising up. We are Jah and the saints manifested in human flesh. And we will not give up the struggle. We will not give up the fight. Look here. Crackdown in Oakland. Crackdown in other places, but focusing in Oakland and focus on California. Obama's in town, says nothing. Democrat, Jerry Brown, Democratic governor, says nothing. Quan, mayor of Oakland, Democrat, says nothing. Tea Party, they love the Constitution, they say nothing. All the Republican candidates, they love the Constitution, they worship the Constitution, they bathe in the Constitution, they use the Constitution for toiletries and whatnot, they say nothing. Rush Limbaugh, always talking about the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, hypocrites, say nothing. This is the spirit of Antichrist. When you saw those 17 police agencies from at least 14 to 16 other cities surrounding Oakland come in to attack sisters and brothers who are only protesting the condition, that taught us so much. That taught us that and the hypocritical, wicked words of Quan, the mayor of Oakland, have taught us that they are in positions of power to protect the wealthy, to protect the banks, to protect the oligarchs and the plutocrats. They are not there for our benefit. That taught us that they have the spirit of Antichrist. Why do I say that? What is Christ? Who is Christ? Christ is that anointing and spirit to rise up and fight the oppressor, to that spirit to deliver the oppressed from the oppressor with truth, justice, and righteousness. Jah and the saints, the protesters, these sisters and brothers that are out fighting this wicked system, that are putting up resistance to this wicked Antichrist system. Jah and the saints, the protesters, they have the mind of Christ. The ancient African Hebrew Israelite nation, when they crowned a king, they anointed the king with oil. That oil represented Christ. That oil represented Messiah. And when you say Christed, or when you say Messiah, those words, Christ being from the Greek, Messiah coming from the Hebrew, those words are the words that mean anointing with oil. So the African Hebrew Israelite leaders were anointed, were Christed and Messiah, and took a pledge. They took a pledge, sisters and brothers, to stand up and fight on behalf of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, to deliver the oppressed from the hands of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, Antichrist forces of that day. The African Hebrew Israelite nation broke down the barriers of tribe and ethnicity. All of those were Africans in that region, but they were fighting against a wicked Antichrist system that had come down from Europe in the person of the Hyksos that came and took Egypt, overthrew the black man and woman and ruled Egypt, took Egyptian names, African names and titles, and and enslaved the black man and woman, Hebrew and Egyptian, for 200 years. Moses rises up with the spirit of Christ, the spirit of Yahshua, and puts up resistance to the Antichrist, Hyksos Pharaoh. And when he deposits the people in that region we call Israel-Palestine, they took a pledge to stand for revolution, to stand against the Antichrist forces of that day. And so the protesters in the streets that suffered the crackdown from the wicked Antichrist forces, they had the spirit of Jah, the spirit of Christ. That's why these forces that cracked down on them, I say, and I'm proving that these wicked forces have the spirit of Antichrist. The same Antichrist spirit and forces run the United States of North America, run NATO, run the European powers. We're in Libya. Those same wicked Antichrist forces killed Gaddafi's son, earlier killed Gaddafi's grandchildren. And those same wicked Antichrist forces sodomized Gaddafi, paraded his body on TV, put it in a meat locker for people to just look at a dead body. What is it, morbidity, morbidness? I'm going to have to look in my dictionary when I'm finished. That, what morbid spirit, what wicked, filthy, nasty Antichrist spirit. Gaddafi threw the white flag, if I have the information correct. That's the flag of surrender. So this action from start to finish in Libya is an Antichrist action in violation of international law, in violation of God law. These same wicked Antichrist forces are recolonizing Africa as we speak with Obama in office. The Rothschilds say it's best for them to do it through a black man. What wicked, nasty thought process. Antichrist thought process. Africa Command. This arrogance of America to split the whole earth into portions and command it. Now they have an Africa Command to command Africa, to militarize Africa, to colonize Africa, to continue to steal the land, the wealth, and the resources. Drone planes striking out of Ethiopia and creating drone bases in Somalia. These are the Antichrist forces who are rising up to fight Jah and the saints, to fight I and I. But them are defeated. Them system is done. Jah is with I. Jah is in I and I. Christ is in I and I. And when you see the sisters and brothers in the streets rising up, know that Christ is here in the sisters and brothers manifesting, woe manifesting in the personality of those beautiful sisters and brothers. And we must join the struggle some way, somehow, and together we will fight and defeat these wicked Antichrist forces. They're desperate. And they're defeated, the Antichrist forces. They're cracked down all over the earth to fight Jah, to fight Christ, to fight the saints, to fight the protesters. They're done. The Democrats and the Republicans, the Obama administration, are trying to cut and destroy the middle class and the workers, destroy Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, destroy education. This 12-person panel set up by Republicans and Democrats and the Obama administration is an Antichrist panel to give us Antichrist plans, to give us Antichrist implementations to destroy the people. The same exact program given to the third world nations outside of the United States of North America through the International Monetary Fund, World Bank Organization, World Trade Organization, given to the third world, given to the ghettos inside of America, Europe, and Israel, given to these places by the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, that's the Antichrist system. That's the Antichrist implementations. They gathering together to destroy the middle class and working class of them. In other words, that which was done outside of the United States of North America, that which was done outside of Europe, that which was done in the third world, Africa, Asia, Middle East, South America, Central America, Isles of the Pacific and the Caribbean. That which was also done inside the United States of North America in the ghettos. That which was done in the ghettos of Europe. Now you see these same wicked Antichrist forces working to destroy the middle class, working to destroy those who were upper middle class. Now we see that we're all in the same boat. Realize and understand this lesson, Caucasian sisters and brothers, who are in the middle class, so-called, who are in Democrat or Republican Party. I watched the Republican debates, and it's middle class, working class people concerned about their condition, concerned about their plights, concerned about the busting up of unions and busting up of jobs and busting up of the people. You should have learned a lesson, and we must learn it now. We are in the same boat. Reject the Republican Party. Black people holding up the Democrats, holding up the Obama administration. We are no better. We are even more hypocritical. All these years we talked about Ronald Reagan and talked about George Herbert Walker Bush and talked about George W. Bush. And we, black people, said to white people, Caucasian people, you should give up your leaders because they're wicked. Well, here's a man that's doing more wicked, killing people every day, killing people every week, killing people every month, going on TV talking about killing more people. And we, as black people, have the nerve to hold on to the Democratic Party and the Obama administration. All of us need to learn a lesson. Black, white, brown, red, and yellow, we are not the wealthy. We are in this boat together. And we're going to come together. We're going to break down all the barriers. Racial, class, ethnicity, religion, ideology, denominational, gender. We're going to break down all those barriers. We're going to reject the strange gods of the Republicans and the strange gods of the Democrats. And in the Greek, the word strange gods comes out to demons. We're going to reject the demons, reject Lucifer, reject Satan, reject the Antichrist. And we're going to come together. We're going to organize together. We're going to work together, and we will defeat and are defeating and have defeated. We are recruiting soldiers in Jah Army. We are recruiting soldiers because Jah time is now. Let me go to Revelation. And we talked last week or last session about the Nicolaitans and that philosophy that we talk about all the time that means destruction of the human family. Nicolaitan means destruction of the human family. Jesus says, or destruction of the people. People are the human family. Jesus says in Revelation 2 and 15, he hates the doctrine of the Nicolaitan, and which means he hates the doctrine of the destruction of the people. All of these Antichrist forces are following Satan and are seeking to destroy the people. Jesus hates that philosophy, hates that doctrine. And so Jesus says in Revelation chapter 2 and 16, chapter 2 and verse 16 of Revelation, repent, repent. We pick up with the idea that we need to repent for supporting the Democrats and supporting the Republicans and supporting the Antichrist forces and supporting those forces that are destroying the human family. That word repent means amend with abhorrence of one's past sins. We need to abhor. We need to hate. And to have abhorrence means that something is detestable. You just totally dislike something, to abhor, to have abhorrence for something. Well, we have participated with the Republicans or the Democrats. We have participated with these Antichrist forces that have been destroying poor people for years. And now these same wicked Antichrist forces have gathered to destroy the middle and working class people. We must realize that we are together. We're going to rise together or fall together. But we will rise. This is the time of prophecy. This is the time of Jah. Peter Tosh said, Jah time is now, not later. Not when you go in the grave. Heaven is now. The kingdom of God is among you. The kingdom of God is around you. The kingdom of God is at hand, meaning now. The kingdom of God and heaven is alive within you and me here and now in this time to rise up and defeat the Antichrist system, to defeat these Antichrist forces. We abhor, we hate the fact that we have participated blindly and ignorantly in this wicked system. Ah, repent, Jesus says in Revelation chapter 2 and 16, or else, this is Jesus talking now. Look, this is Jesus talking, y'all. This is justice talking. This is freedom talking. This is deliverance and liberty talking. This is the vengeance of God on the wicked ruling class and ruling families talking. Jesus says, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. Jesus is saying we better take care of those that are preaching the doctrine of destruction of the human family. We better take care of those preachers and those teachers and those so-called Christians or Muslims or imams or rabbis or Jews or Buddhas or Krishnas or Quetzalcoatlians, all who claim God, whatever language you use, I don't care. But those among us who are supporting the Antichrist, who are supporting the wicked forces, those among us, we got to take care of them and teach them the right way, or Jesus say he's going to come quickly and fight against them with the sword of his mouth. Look, when Jesus comes to get you, you've been got, and you don't want to get got by Jesus the Messiah. Jesus say he's going to fight. Look, this word fight, 4170, on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, it means to war, to carry on war, to fight. Jesus is going to carry out a war against those who support the doctrine that is destruction of the people. Jesus is going to come quickly and fight those that destroy the people. How is he going to do it? And that word is polemeo. Polemeo in the Greek. But how is he going to do it? It says here, Revelation 2:16, fight against them with the sword of his mouth. This means the word that he speaks. That word sword, 4501, Romphia, Greek language, Greek size, Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, a long or large sword. A javelin worn on the, is it worn on the right? Let me see, the sword is worn on the left shoulder. And so you see, this is metaphor, because the sword is his mouth, or the word in his mouth. The sword is symbolic of the word in his mouth. The word of justice, the word of freedom, the word of equality. And the sword is worn on your left side, and you reach over with your right hand to draw the sword. The left side. Let me get my symbologies down now. When you face the cross, the right side of the cross is knowledge. So when you face the cross, that's your left. Your left side symbolizes knowledge. But you're reaching for the, watch this now, watch this. You reach for the sword with your right hand to your left side, pull it, the sword from your left to your right hand, and you start cutting. But that's symbolic, because the right side of yourself, your structure, equivalent to the left side of the cross, is symbolic of wisdom. You have knowledge, but you need wisdom to use that knowledge so that we can strike at the enemy with the word of God in our mouth. The word of God that is knowledge and wisdom. The word of God that is sharper than any two-edged sword. Quick to cut and divide the marrow from the bone. The marrow is that part of the bone that helps give life to the bone. So this wicked, nasty system, we cut away that which gives life to this Antichrist system with the word of God, so that we may deliver the people with knowledge and wisdom, with understanding, that we may fight and defeat the Antichrist forces. We're taking our last break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.
on now. I'm trying to get some music, y'all. My music don't want to act right. I'm going to have to talk till I get my music to act right. I'm going to my music file, calling my music file up. I'm going to Mary Mary, something big, and I want my computer to act correctly. We're trying to take our break, but it don't look like my computer wants to act right. We're trying to take this music break, y'all, but we are using the word of God that is sharper than any two-edged sword. We are using the word of God with knowledge and wisdom and understanding, and this computer just will not act right. We're using the knowledge of God. I guess I just got to go ahead and preach, because I can't get my music to come up, y'all. I would like for you to have a break and listen to some music. It just will not act right. Isn't that interesting? I'm going to call it up one more time. I'm going to call it up one more time, sisters and brothers. I'm producing this from my home. And normally my computer is on point. Normally I can get my music. Something big, Mary Mary. I want to play Are You Ready? Oh, man. It just will not play. I hope it plays Bob Marley later. I'm just going to go ahead and preach. I'm going to have to go ahead and preach through the break. I'm going to have to preach through the break. Oh, now it wants to play. Let me see if it'll go ahead and play Mary Mary. I want you to have that music break, because we love music. Do we not? I can hear you say yes, we love music. Here it comes, y'all. Mary Mary. Are you ready? Greetings again, my dear sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. Thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date, Sunday, October the 30th, 2011. So sisters and brothers, we must repent. Jesus is telling us to repent. Black man and woman, repent. Black church, black preacher, repent. All people, middle class and working class and poor people who gave our spirits over to Babylon's system, whether you're black, brown, red, yellow, or white, we must repent for giving our spirits, giving our souls, giving our sweat over, that we may help this Antichrist system destroy the human family. We must repent. We must repent of participating in idolatry,
in covetousness. You see, the idol only is symbolic of the land, the wealth, the resources, the gold, the diamonds, the coltan in Congo.
I just have to say what's on my mind.
I was looking at Reverend Al Sharpton on the Africa Channel. Focus on Africa, I believe this is the name of the program. And he was talking about, you know, he said he cared about Africa, cared about black people, so on and so forth. But he said he's hanging out in Rwanda. Well, that's interesting, sisters and brothers, because the president of Rwanda, Paul Kagame, is the CIA man that in 1990 to 1994 and 1996, if you study what he did during those time periods, he, Paul Kagame, the CIA man, killed, assassinated, there's that doctrine of the Nicolaitans, destroyed to do what? So that the CIA, the Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, the multinational mineral resource corporations can mine the land, the wealth, the resources of mine the land of the minerals, wealth, and resources in the Congo, diamonds, gold, and kill 10 million at least within the last 10 years. Is that a man you should be hanging out with? Do you think Reverend Al should be hanging out with such a wicked antichrist man? You see, we have to study, become wise, and know that these antichrist forces are so tricky. They're so crafty. They're so crafty, y'all, that they will have us supporting antichrist forces. Look, we got to repent for participating in idolatry. Idolatry is covetousness. Idolatry is warfare, bloodshed, materialism, consumerism, militarism. That is what idolatry is. And we must, according to the words of Jesus, repent for participating in the doctrine of the Nicolaitan, which is the doctrine that is destruction of the people. Jesus said if we don't repent or take care of those that have that spirit of Nicolaitan, doctrine of Nicolaitan, destruction of the people, Jesus will come quickly. How would Jesus come? With the word of God that is sharper than any two-edged sword. Where do you see the word of God coming with such power that we see displayed in Revelation? You see it in Harry Belafonte. You see it in Danny Glover, who went down to Oakland and preached his face off. You should go to the internet and Google Danny Glover at Occupation Oakland, and you see Danny Glover with eyes like fire, feet of brass, preaching about this wicked system and how we must unite. You see it when you see O'Malley Yeshitela, head of the African People's Socialist Party, giving critical analysis in Oakland concerning this wicked system, concerning how we must make sure that we say America out of Libya, out of Iraq, out of Afghanistan, out of Pakistan, out of Somalia, out of Africa, out of everywhere, killing people and destroying people. That is Jesus coming quickly with the word of God. You see, these brothers and sisters too are preaching the word of God that is sharper than any two-edged sword, is dealing with the spirit of Nicolaitan, the doctrine of destruction of the people. When you see my minister, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, on the Chicago station WVON, you may look at that interview done by Cliff Kelly on October the 25th, this past Tuesday, I believe it was. You see Minister Farrakhan breaking it down proper, telling us that this is nothing but devil, antichrist, wicked forces in Libya, destroying the people, taking the land, the wealth, the resources. And I cut it off because I had to go to church when Farrakhan was talking about, because I looked at it on the rebroadcast on the Nation of Islam webcast website this morning, but I had to cut it off. And he was telling the media that the media, I'm going to put it in my language, are afraid of the Antichrist forces. He said, Minister Farrakhan, that it took the media 2 weeks or more to talk about the Wall Street protesters and those that are occupying various cities and protesting this wicked Antichrist system. Media said nothing. Why? Because they're sellouts. They're punks. They work for the Antichrist forces. They have no fortitude. They wouldn't say anything because why? The media are CIA, FBI. The media are protecting the wealthy, the Wall Street. They're protecting the ones that the protesters are protesting and putting up resistance against. That's why the media would say nothing. And so, sisters and brothers, we must repent. And we see that Jesus is here in Farrakhan, in Amalia Shetila, in Danny Glover, in Harry Belafonte, in Randall Robinson, in Ashra Kwesi, Marie Wakwesi, in Mother Tynetta Muhammad, in Sister Muhammad, I can't think of her first name. Beautiful sister, she's the only minister in the Muslim world, a woman minister, the only woman minister in the Muslim world. She's a beautiful sister. When you see these sisters and brothers rise up and tell the truth, Cornel West, Tavis Smiley, that's Jesus coming quickly with that word of God, which is sharper than any two-edged sword. Let me move to the Sunday school lesson, because it all ties in together. It's all the word of God, which is sharper than any two-edged sword, which is coming to deal with we who have taken on the spirit of the Nicolaitan that Jesus hates. Jesus in Matthew chapter 5 is talking to the disciples and the saints and those who are listening in. No doubt the high priests and the scribes sent the CIA and the FBI in that day to spy out what Jesus was talking about. Jesus had just got done being tempted by the devil. Jesus had just got done defeating the devil. He had been anointed. He had already been having some confrontations with the wicked powers. He had been, watch this, Jesus had been healing the lunatics. We have been made lunatics by this wicked system. All of those disease conditions are symbolic of the condition of the people. When you act in a way that is not in accord with your nature, which is God nature, which is truth, justice, righteousness, freedom, justice, and equality, when we act like an antichrist and that's not our nature, we become a lunatic. We become crazy. We become insane. Another person had another type of disease. But all of those diseases you read, Jesus healing people of disease, people not having adequate health care, it should cause us to think about what we're going through. People not having adequate health care, people suffering in poverty and impoverishment, people mentally unstable because of this antichrist system. Jesus healing, symbolic, it means justice is healing the people. Justice and truth and deliverance and righteousness and liberty and health and wealth return back to the people. That is deliverance to the people spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. So now we come to the Beatitudes. And setting this up, Jesus now is confronting Caesar and Rome. How do I know? Because Caesar and Rome, Caesar was already known as Lord and Savior and bringer of civilization and peace. Caesar was already known as a Christ, a son of God. Christ means deliver the oppressed. When Caesar said he is for the people, when he said he is to bring peace, when Caesar said he was going to bring civilization and love and righteousness, if he was speaking Greek, he'd say Christos, which is where we get our English word Christ. If he was speaking Hebrew, he'd say Messiah, which is where we get our English word Messiah. When these Republicans and Democrats say they're going all over the earth for democracy and justice and righteousness and humanitarian, if they were speaking Greek, they would say Christos, or Hebrew, African Hebrew, they would say Messiah. So we see that Jesus is calling Caesar a liar. The disciples are saying that Caesar is giving a fictitious narrative. Now, these Beatitudes are a political statement. These Beatitudes are based on the law of God, which says treat people right. Don't rob them. Don't kill them. Don't destroy them. Treat the earth right. Love Mother Earth. Treat the earth right. Treat nature right. Treat each other right.
fight the oppressor. That's the law of God. Leviticus, Deuteronomy, other places, the prophets. That's the law of God. So when we read St. Matthew chapter 5, these Beatitudes, Jesus says, or Matthew says, and seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. Now this mountain, mountains are symbolic of power. So Jesus is representing the Most High Father and the Most High Mother, the real hidden and unseen power, Amen, Amenet, the real hidden and unseen power behind the universe. Not Caesar. Caesar is a punk. Caesar is wicked. Caesar is an antichrist. So Jesus is saying that I'm representing the real power. Justice is representing the real power. Deliverance is representing the real power. Liberty is representing the real power. Representing Amen, Amenet, Yahuwah, Yahweh, the real hidden and unseen power. And when he was set, this is verse 1 of chapter 5 of St. Matthew. When he was set, his disciples came unto him. Now this word set, 2523, on the Greek side, kathizo. This word means to make, to sit down. Jesus is making Caesar sit down. Caesar is sitting down the power of Caesar. Another definition, to set, to appoint, to confer a kingdom on one. This is so interesting. When you research the definition of these words, we come to understand the real of what's behind what Jesus is doing and saying. When he's set, this means he is taking the kingdom from Caesar and giving it to the people. How? You say he didn't have no swords and knives and whatnot. He didn't come with weapons of warfare. But he came with knowledge. He came with wisdom. He came with the teaching that would disconnect our brains from Caesar. And that same teaching would disconnect us from the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers today and give us the power and give us the kingdom in this time. He opened his mouth. Verse 2, and taught them. He's teaching them, saying, blessed are the poor. Now you got to research these words yourself. I'm trying to hurry to my conclusion for this session. But he said, he says, blessed are the poor. That word poor means one who is poor in money, economics, poor in spirit, doesn't know Mama Holy Spirit enough that we may have control over our land, wealth, and resources, so that we may not dwell in poverty and impoverishment. Jesus begins to talk about the kingdom of heaven, talking kingdom talk. He's talking against Caesar. But we've been taught that he didn't teach against Caesar. Give to Caesar was his, to God was his. Well, if you give to God was his, what does Caesar have left? Nothing. And everything Caesar got, he stole. So Jesus is teaching against Caesar, kingdom talk. Verse 4, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Well, what is causing the people to mourn? What's causing the people to mourn is Caesar and Rome and the empire and destruction and hell and warfare and bloodshed. The only way to be comforted is to get a teaching that would do away with such antichrist condition. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Jesus is talking about we gonna take the earth. That means Caesar can't have it. Rome can't have it. The empire can't have it. The oppressor can't have it. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. We hunger and we thirst for righteousness. Now this word righteousness in the Greek is not as expansive as the one in the Hebrew, tzedek. For the one in the Hebrew, tzedek means justice and righteousness. So we are they who hunger for truth, justice, and righteousness, which means we must stand up and fight the empire, fight Caesar, fight the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers. The spirit of those in the streets protesting is what Jesus is talking about. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Oh man, I'm going to have to cut off on this session and pick this one up next time. Look, Jah's here. Jah's with us, recruiting soldiers for Jah army. Jah time is now. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.